An evening patrol in San Pedro Sula. Police are enforcing a state of exception, a special security protocol the government has put in place to combat street gangs.
The purpose of this directive is to completely neutralize and dismantle the criminal activities of gangs in the near future to make these criminal groups disappear.
Honduras is now the second country in Central America to declare this kind of emergency measure. President Xiomara Castro, now 1 year into her administration, is seeking to emulate a public strategy adopted by neighboring El Salvador to fight crime linked to street gangs like MS-13 and the notorious 18th Street Gang.
A strategy like this needs to be accompanied by a plan of social investment. That's to say, a plan to repair the social fabric. The neighborhood where the state of exception is being carried out has a long history of weak social fabric, where children have few opportunities other than criminal activities like extortion or drug trafficking.
Last year, the government of Honduras reported the lowest homicide rate in 16 years. Authorities say security measures, like the state of exception, are necessary to continue that trend. And to lessen gang-related crimes like extortion, which disproportionately impact small business owners, as well as bus and cab drivers.
We're in a small city bus in downtown San Pedro Sula. Bus drivers tell us that the special security measures being implemented by the Honduran government are working, at least in part, allowing buses like this one to enter neighborhoods that were previously considered too dangerous to work in.
Roberto, who has asked us to hide his true identity, told us he pays gang leaders $3,000 a month in extortion money in order to operate his several small city buses. For him, the government's hard line against gangs doesn't go far enough.
If we don't pay the money, my drivers who are out on the streets are the ones who pay with their lives. As transport business owners, we would rather just pay what we have to pay to the gangs so our drivers can keep doing their jobs and we can keep doing ours.
It's clear that fighting extortion from gangs is complex, but Honduran authorities have vowed to address the root causes of crime, including tackling corruption within the national police force. And though it's only been a year since a new government was elected, the country's security forces say they're committed to changing the image of Honduras from a seemingly lawless state to a country where the rule of law prevails over organized crime. Manuel Rapelo, Al Jazeera, San Pedro Sula.